is really a good news, bringing certainty into a rather uncertain world. And certainty is the only word that we want in finance, that when there's certainty, it helps depositors to know where they are going. And another good thing about this exercise is that not a single depositor is going to lose a penny. Everybody will get whatever amount of money they've got at any of these five banks. And they are not collapsing them immediately. They will be part of the group, and their current branches will exist as the branches for this consolidated Bank of Ghana Limited.
Now, we're looking at the Apex Bank's policy to raise the threshold for recapitalization of the banks to 400 million CDs, which I believe in some quarters people would say have caused the stir in the industry. Do you agree with this position of the recapitalization to that quantum, you know, of money?
Yes, because the recapitalization exercise is to bring the banks into strength, to make them strong, to handle the type of economy that we have now. Now, 2001, when the last recapitalization was done, Ghana was in an oil economy. Now we are an oil economy, and you do one LC, letter of credit, and your whole 60 million capital is gone. Because for banks that were formed before 2014, their minimum capital was 1,060 million CDs. For those that were formed after 2014, their minimum capital was 120. So some banks are traveling from 60 million to 400, whilst others are traveling from 120 to 400. Now, the idea is to eventually get some stronger banks in Ghana. So the recapitalization is one of the processes of making your banking sector strong to be able to withstand and do big ticket jobs rather than the Mickey Mouse type of jobs that you've been doing.
A banking consultant, Nana Otue Champon, talking to Abraham Donkor.